Trevor Davis. I'm sounding the alarm. Today I have something for you to ponder. You personally, me personally, consider this. On September 11, 2001, the President of the United States of America was at a photo op reading to children a fairy tale book. And at that very moment, one of the greatest attacks upon the United States or upon any nation took place in New York, in the United States of America. And as the emergency of the attack upon the citizens of the USA was underway, Mr. Bush continued to read the fairy tale book, telling the children the story. His advisors continued to brief him, but it was some time before they escorted the president away. And some believe this is a true indication that the powers that be knew there was no threat to the president, since they were well aware the source of the attack. Hence, read on, Mr. President. And I believe this was a blatant illustration of the leaders abusing their power and dictating myths to the childlike, naive public at large. The people are unsuspecting for the most part and believe their official's story. This is very important for us to see, because many things that the Lord has been telling us would come, both by scripture and prophetic unction, have come to pass. And for the most part, the people are blind and cannot discern. They have ears and hearing, do not understand. Having eyes and seeing, they cannot perceive. The blind are blind and they like it that way. Now we see illustrated to us on how the majority of the people cannot discern between what is true from what is false. This in itself is a judgment. Today I've been pondering two people, Noah and Lot's wife. Jesus so clearly outlined for us the times at the end of this age, just preceding his returning at the second coming in the scripture. It's detailed. Jesus told us of worldwide deception, worldwide chaos and upheaval, wars and threats of wars, famines and pestilences, and earthquakes in various places, persecution, deceived and deceivers abounding, hard hearts of hatred, betrayal, fear, and tribulation as these events of catastrophe unfold in the earth. But Jesus said, when you see these things begin to happen, lift up your head and rejoice, for your redemption draws nigh. I ask this, what is the reaction of the people as these things are unfolding in our world today? What's your reaction? What's my reaction? We all must individually look at this and ponder. In the time of Noah, when God destroyed the whole earth with an unprecedented event of catastrophic flooding of water, he warned Noah. He told Noah what was coming. And by faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear and prepared an ark to the saving of his household. That's in Hebrews 11:6. Jesus tells us, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the days of the Son of Man. That's Luke 17:26. Consider that Noah was a preacher of righteousness. He was an obedient, righteous man. He obeyed God and built that ark. His obedience to the voice of the Lord brought Noah's deliverance through the same moment of God's righteous judgment of the wicked. We need to hear the Lord. We need to do what he's telling us. We're either going to be obedient and be delivered, or we're going to be disobedient and be caught up in the flood of judgment. Noah moved with fear. He took it seriously. He stayed focused. He understood what God was doing, what he was going to do, and why. He didn't cry when the rain began to pound the land. And it must have been a very ominous moment when the flood waters began. But God put him in the ark of safety. As the righteous judgment came forth, Noah and his family were delivered at the same time. Who can do that but the Lord himself? Then there's Lot's wife. Jesus specifically cites her in his warnings regarding the time of the end. Jesus said, remember Lot's wife. Remember her. Look at her reaction to what God did in the earth. When God was going to destroy the wicked cities of Sodom, Gomorrah, and the other cities in that area that were so offensive to him, he warned Lot. He sent angels to get Lot out of harm's way, and they were instructed by the angels, do not look back. Lot and his family were being escorted out of the land before the coming fiery brimstone that would pulverize the land. And Lot was so grieved by the wicked behavior of his neighbors. The great immorality of his land bothered him. But Lot understood why God would judge Sodom and Gomorrah, and why God would send fire burning like a furnace. He knew that God was right, but Lot's wife, she didn't care. She didn't care that God was outraged. She didn't value that God was kind to deliver them. All she could do was look back at the destruction of her home. She loved it there. She loved it more than God. She's a perpetual pillar of salt to this day. Remember Lot's wife. That's Luke 17:32. Now we understand why Jesus tells us to lift our heads and rejoice as these calamitous times of judgment and troubles unfold. There will be righteous judgment. There will be proper action by God that has been held back a long, long time. It's a good thing. It's a right thing. And the good news is that our Lord will bring his rule to the world soon. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let the land shake. Let the systems fail. Let the people receive their due for rejecting the goodness of the Lord. Even so, come Lord Jesus Christ. And this is what the Spirit of God is admonishing today. You need to look at your reaction. The economic systems are shaking, are failing, are faltering. The political and system is filled with corruption and bribery, self-centeredness. Men moving in a secret agenda that's been planned for a long, long time. And it will affect every single one of us. And this is why it's so important to be looking on the eternal things, the eternal kingdom of God, a city made without hands. And set your affections on things above, not on things of the earth, because these things, this world, will pass away. But the things of God's kingdom will remain forever. And what you do with your life today, with your hands, your labor, your time, your interests, you want to be about the Father's plans, because those are the things that will remain. And God will burn everything with fire. All of our works will be tried with fire. Whether we have our works are likened to gold or silver or precious stones or wood, hay, or stubble. So this is a time as an individual to look with how we're reacting to what's unfolding in our world. Are we like Noah? Or are we like Lot's wife? Do we have the heart of God in our mind? Or are we concerned about the things of the world? This is a time like no other. It's unprecedented, such as never since the beginning of the world, nor ever shall be, and it's only beginning. You want to be in the covert of the wings of the Lord, the sheltering presence, where you hear his words of comfort, and he sings songs of deliverance around about you. These are times of great miraculous healings and miracles and signs and wonders in the heavens and in the earth. The prophets of old, since the beginning of time, have looked into these things. And even the angels have looked into the salvation that God has given every one of us by believing in Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. He is the Christ. He laid down his life. And he was resurrected. He was seen by over 500 people. They touched him. They held him. They ate with him. He was not a figment of their imagination. He wasn't a phantom or a spirit. But this is the Lord Jesus Christ, the way, the truth, the life. And he's appointed to be the King, the Christ of the whole world. of a kingdom that has no end. And this is the gospel. Do not choose a man that comes in his own name, that will come with great power and wisdom, that will be literally a son of Satan, a son of perdition, that will deceive the whole world. And in these times of fear and calamity, he will seem to bring peace and order. But he hates God, and he hates everything that pertains to God, and everything in the heavens, in the tabernacle of God. He's a blasphemer. He is filled with Satan. He doesn't give life, he takes life. He is the opposite of Jesus. He's an antichrist. He's an instead of Christ. You need to be like Noah, a man, a righteous person that can hear the voice of God speaking, and yet you will hearken to his voice diligently, that you will hear what he's telling you to do, and you'll be about it. You'll be moving with fear, moving with diligence, focused, concentrated, and that will bring your deliverance through these days. Not a hair on your head will perish. Those are the words of Jesus. Those are the words of Jesus. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will never pass away, is what Jesus said. Eat his word. Drink of him. Eat of him. Eat his flesh. Drink his blood. And that's how you'll have life that'll sustain you through these coming days of opposition and trial. And many will give up their faith because they're shallow in their heart with the Lord. And the word of God has not taken root or depth in them. And because of tribulation and persecution, they'll be offended and give up. The Lord is calling you to stand strong in these days and to be of understanding and to turn people from wickedness to God, to turn people from Satan to God. And this is what's been prophesied by the prophet Daniel, that you'll be as a shining star in the heavens. You've got to have understanding, but you've got to ponder your path of your feet. And look at your heart. Look at your life. Look at your responses. Understand that God is good and he's righteous and he knows what he's doing. And he's garmented in a cloak of vengeance right now. We want to walk circumspectly, carefully before the Lord. Obeying him. Being an example of a believer in faith, in love, and in spirit. Being a servant, humble. Not seeking your own thing, but the benefit of others. Walking in love, walking in truth, committed, unbudgeable, unwavering. And God will present you before his holy presence without spot or blemish or wrinkle or any such thing. Because that is the true church, the called out ones, that the Lord Jesus Christ has purchased with his own blood. His own blood. He despised the shame of that cross. He was beaten and spit upon, falsely accused, hanging between transgressors. What was he guilty of? Nothing but the desire to be completely obedient to the Father. It is finished.